Coach, you're able to establish yourself early, but you know the most impressive thing from my end was all the foul trouble that you dealt with, and you're still able to sub in players, and they didn't lose a beat, it seems.
We did get into foul trouble early. We weren't very disciplined. We always talk about spacing on the ball, but we didn't have that tonight. We came out aggressive, though, so I didn't want to pull them off, but yes, we dealt with foul trouble, and we made it through.
The thing you're talking about, that defensive emphasis. You outscored Great Bend 35-9. In the second half, and that's with some of your reserves coming in, especially in the fourth quarter. So what does that tell you about your squad?
You know, it tells us that we can defend. I've said all along, we've got to hang our hats on defense, and I think we won the Battle of the Boards by close to 20. Those are two things that we can do day in and day out, and we've got to hang our hat on that. So, yes, I challenged them in the second half to keep them under 10 points, and they did it. So I'm very impressed with the effort, and, you know, our reserves got in and didn't miss a beat either. We're trying to get some girls some more experience, and so I was happy to see them get some minutes.
In looking at your big win here and opening up WAC play, you continue to shoot much more than your opponent. 65 attempts for you at shooting at 47, almost 48%. And Great Bend was held to just 38 shots. In adding to that defensive emphasis, what was working so well for your team defensively?
Jessie, I think, started this with steals. She was in the passing lanes, got a lot of steals early, which led to a lot of her points. And then Ashley Nelson came in off the bench, and she was all over the place. Dove on the floor three times. I mean, it's kind of their toughness. So I think steals and transition led to a lot of that.